You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The Crossroads Urban Center has been serving an unprecedented amount of people at their emergency food bank. Their pantries provided food to almost 10,000 people in March, which is 3,700 more people than March of last year. Joining me now live is Crossroads Executive Director Glenn Bailey. Glenn, thanks for being with me today.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
What is happening? Why are we seeing such a surge in need this year?
Well, there's a lot of different reasons, but if I had to claim one, I'd say the rent's too high. People are paying the majority of what they're able to make each month for rent, utilities, just the bills they can't avoid, and then they end up at food pantries to make ends meet. And I would say that is the primary reason we're seeing this kind of increase.
So how are you managing this? How are you managing to stay stocked up to help all these people?
Well, we do the best we can. We rely on donations from the community, so people who do food drives or raise money for us. We're looking forward to the letter carrier's food drive on May 11th. And we also, of course, get, you know, a lot of food through the food bank, Utah Food Bank, and their grocery rescue program as well, and a little bit from Welfare Square. So we just patch everything together as best we can and give away as much food as we have.
I don't see any sign of rents going down anytime soon or housing prices going down anytime soon. So what are you anticipating in the next few months or for the rest of the year?
Yeah, I don't either. I'm hoping that at some point we're going to see this level off. So we'll still be at a very high level of need, but we won't be seeing increases every single month like we have for the last year and a half, I guess. So hopefully things are going to stabilize a bit, but right now we're seeing steady increases in need, and we definitely need as much support from the community as we can get to keep up.
Describe who you are helping. Describe the folks that come in and need your help.
Well, we have two food pantries. The one downtown serves a lot of folks who are homeless or unsheltered, and we also serve a lot of families, particularly on the west side. Our west side food pantry is very, very busy. They are up, 160% over last year in the first quarter in terms of people served. And those are primarily families. So we're just seeing a lot of need, both from families and from homeless folks on the street.
Glenn, how do people help you?
Well, we're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, at both of our food pantries. You can find the addresses on our website, crossroadsurbancenter.org, and we accept food donations anytime we're open of pretty much anything you have to offer.
All right.
That would be the best thing to do.
I appreciate your time. Thanks for being with me today.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.